And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan. I'm Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, here too in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, here right next to a beautiful spring day in San Diego, next to San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Cameron! Captain Cameron Cribben from the Mission Bell is here, new owner, and of course he's no stranger to the world of Point Loma sport fishing, and been around a long time, and we see him, he's a regular here, and it's so proud of him now owning his own boat and doing a great run there, taking on a legendary run there at the Coronado Islands from Captain Steve Peterson. That's pretty cool stuff, and giving away a great prize too. His friend Reggie's here too, Mission Bell Mafia. He's hanging out with us, giving some insight on his years of fishing on board the Mission Bell, and fun times.
No doubt, man. Today's been a great day, and you said it best. What a cool thing to have, and to have Cameron's name now on such a legendary boat that spent so many days fishing the Coronado Islands. And we're talking about it. We're talking to you. If you want to join us this morning, give us a call. Second hour, we got one open phone line right now. It has been totally full since the beginning of the show. We were full going into the break, and we lost somebody during the break. So there is a first time with an open phone line you get through right now. 833-288-0973 is how you reach on Let's Talk Hookup. Or, as we said, send us a text, man. Get that Let's Talk Hookup app. Send us in a text. Lots of great text standing by. Again, make sure you include your name and a phone number, because one lucky caller or texter is going fishing on board the Mission Bell at a Point Loma Sport Fishing at the end of the show. And a big thanks to Cameron and the family for making that happen. And we're really pumped. And what a killer prize that somebody's going to get at the end of today's show.
Yeah, that certainly is. And right now, Scott Sherman's on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, morning, guys. Another great show. Was out yesterday doing some bottom fishing and figured I'd call in and talk about our 55th annual bottom fishing tournament coming up here, benefiting Friends of Rollo.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. Tell us about it.
55th annual. 55th. That's crazy.
Wow. Brad.
Yeah, as fishing tournaments go, that's a long-standing tournament. You know how those things work. They're here today and gone tomorrow. Great tournament. It's an open tournament. It's our only open tournament of the year. It's coming up this April 26th. And it's a bottom fishing tournament, which we were just talking about, you know, reds and those types of things. And what we do is we meet up in the morning at the yacht club. We have the shotgun start and breakfast, take off, fish until 3:30, come back, weigh all the fish, fillet up all the fish, take them into the kitchen and have an amazing fish taco dinner and raffle and auction and prizes and awards and all those things. All the proceeds will be gone to benefit Friends of Rollo this year, so I'm super stoked about it.
Yeah, that's really, really great of you guys. You raised... Last year, Rollo got 50% of the proceeds. This year, they get it all, which is really cool. And it took a lot. Last year, it took a lot of kids fishing. This year, it's going to take even more. And we thank you and the great group of people over there at Southwestern Yacht Club for making that happen. Now, the grand sponsor, Phil's Barbecue. Is Phil going to bring barbecue, too?
No. He's just helping out with being the sponsor and putting his stuff out there. There'll be swag and probably some stuff for Phil's Barbecue that you can join the raffle and the auction for, trying to get some of those prizes. But it's gonna be a really good event, and with it being benefiting Friends of Rollo, we're really trying to step it up this year. You know, last year we did about 25K and had to split that. This year we're hoping we can surpass that and have all of that go to Friends of Rollo. And it's a open tournament, so you don't have to be a member of the club or know somebody. Anybody in San Diego can go right to the website, sign up, or go down to your tackle shop. They all have flyers. You can hit the QR code and sign up right there. And it's like $75-$85 to join. It's not that big a deal. And it's
$85 for adults, $40 for juniors. And you get breakfast, you get dinner, you get entry into the tournament, and the raffle guy you guys put together is unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's crazy good.
Yeah, we put together some good stuff, and you know, you get your you know, usually you get a swag bag, and this year we do swag buckets, so you get a 5-gallon bucket full of swag and those kind of things with your T-shirt and all those things for joining. And it's really just a super, super fun tournament. You know, it's not everybody's out trying to outdo each other and get the biggest fish and stuff. It's a good day of bottom fishing. If you get lucky, you get a good stringer of fish you bring in way up and can win some money and have good time with your fellow anglers all trying to get kids on the water. It's a super good time.
And you even cater to those blow boaters out there, too. There's a sailboat division. First place, $250 bucks, huh?
Yeah. If you've got it's not that hard, depending on the weather conditions, to get on a spot and drop down and catch a couple of fish. And if there's only a couple of sailboats in it, you got a good chance of coming home with some money. And there's also, you know, small fry divisions for the kids, so it's great to take the kids out, put them on a couple, and have them get a chance to win an award as well. So
largest ling cod, the whole deal, man. It's super fun and a great, great group of people over there at Southwestern Yacht Club. Just so proud to be associated with friends of Rollo, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, and the good people over there. Again, Saturday, April 26th. It's a big shotgun start at 6:30 in the morning. And, again, what's the website if we want to get in on it?
Easiest way is to go to swycanglers.org, and you can just hit on the event tab right there. It takes you right to registration. Or, like I said, if you're at one of your local tackle shops, just hit the QR code on some of the flyers and posters we have out and about, and that'll take you right to the registration page as well.
All right, swycanglers.org. .org is the website, and check it out.
Yep.
55th annual. You must be doing something.
That's
right.
Crazy,
he's doing,
man.
It for
that's
55
so cool.
Years. The Southwestern Yacht Club bottom fishing. Thanks, Sherm. You do a great job and work hard. I know this is your baby, and we appreciate you working so hard to get the anglers out there fishing and take more kids fishing with Rollo too. We appreciate that. Thanks.
My pleasure, and hopefully we'll see a friends of Rollo boat on the water this year.
For sure. All right. Hey, thanks. Yeah. Appreciate that. Sure.
We're going to jump right back into the phones. Arnie from Vista, you're up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Arnie, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning. Hey, how you guys doing? Cameron, Reggie.
Morning.
Glad you guys
good morning.
Are on
good
the
morning.
Show. I got a question for you guys. Are you going to have the boat available down today at the dock so we can come on take a look at the boat? I heard you've done a lot of changes to the boat, and congratulations on you guys getting out yesterday.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll be open for day at the docks.
Cool.
So you're going to be at the dock?
We're going to be at the dock.
Okay. No charters or open party.
It's next Sunday.
Yeah, it's a week from today.
Yeah. I told Robert, if there's some good fishing to be had, we're out of here.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
As of right now,
as long as they're not biting wide open, you're going to be at the
boat. We're going to be there, yeah.
So you can come check out the boat.
Come check it out. We'll have shirts and stuff available on the boat for purchase with the new design and all that. And yeah.
I saw Ricky's son sporting a Mission Bell T-shirt yesterday.
That's his uniform. He loves that thing.
Yeah. So you have kids shirts, too?
We have some kids shirts. The first run, we... You know, selfishly having a 5-year-old boat owner, they're suited to his size. But.
there's a syndicate of Taro's son, Owen and Wyatt are like the same age, and he made sure that there's Liberty shirts of that size. I made sure there's Tackle Shop shirts of the same thing. Like everybody's trading shirts around for the proud kid size. That's pretty fun. But I'm with you, Arnie. Yeah. Like I'm looking forward to it. Just hearing from Reggie talking about all the little things that you said it best, Cameron, being too humble to say. But there's a lot. Sounds like there's a lot of really cool. You know, maybe small things on the grand scheme of things, but they're the things that really make the boat a lot more comfortable for us. And I can't wait to come down and scope it out myself. I'm really pumped.
For sure. And Arnie, I know, Arnie, you're going to be, I'm not sure if we still have Arnie, but I know you're going to be, you're going to be at Day at the Docks helping CCA San Diego chapter, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'll also be there for San Diego Rod and Reel, also helping them out, too.
Okay. Oh, yeah, the San Diego Rod and Reel, the kids' fishing program, right?
And Arnie has a charter on Mission Bell with the club.
Oh, he does. All right. When's that, Arnie?
That's going to be August 23rd.
Cool.
Wow. Good time.
Actually,
yeah.
We've got Cameron, and we also got Fredo on the Point Loma.
Wow.
That's great.
I got two boats.
Oh, fantastic.
Wearing many hats these days, Arnie. Good job.
Yeah, for sure. And I know, Arnie, you're helping out on that on the Apps and Taps, which is May 18th, the San Diego chapter of CCA, Apps and Taps. And is the CCA booth going to have tickets for Apps and Taps at Day at the Docks?
They have a QR code set up so they can get directed to it. It's Saturday, May 17th.
Oh, excuse me, Saturday,
and
May 17th.
And we're honoring some guy that has a radio show. I think his name is Pete.
Yeah.
It's
more so
the Beacon Award, Pete.
Yeah, I know, and I'm honored, very honored and appreciative of that. But it's, you know, the bottom line is it's a fun event.
It totally.
We went last year. It's a super fun event, and a lot of great beer, a lot of great food. I know I talked to Don from Woodland Hill yesterday. His wife's making all the desserts again, which is just awesome. And I'm sure that Jeff from Sushi on a Roll will be bringing out some kind of a grand scheme with his he had a giant bluefin there last year, filleting it off and cutting it.
That's so cool.
So it's a super fun event, and it's a good time. And of course, Dan, the pizza man, will be there.
All right.
Captain Dan's Pizza Kitchen will be there. So it's a good event.
It's really fun. You said it best. It's just good times, good food, good beers, good to get over and cut up with everybody and have a good time. There's always a killer raffle. And I can't wait. I'll be there.
Saturday, May 7th. You will?
I'm going.
I wonder if I'll be there. I guess I do. Yeah, I'll be there.
Brandon and I are going smallmouth bass fishing, and we, like, moved the entire dates of our trip to make sure we could be there. So, we pushed
all
the trip back because it's a fun event. So, we'll both be there.
Saturday, May 18th, it's at Dover Marina Village, which is right next to C4 Sport Fishing. So,
really
convenient. Lots of free parking.
They're giving Pete an award. We're being there. Smallmouth can wait a day. We're coming.
Yeah, cool. All right. Hey, Arnie, we'll see you at Day at the Docks next Sunday, 1 week from today.
Oh, you bet.
Thanks, Arnie.
See you, Arnie.
Thanks, Arnie. Appreciate the call this morning.
Hey, I had a great text come through from John in Rancho San Diego. He says, wow, what a great show, guys. Cameron and Reggie, what are your thoughts on the single best surface iron setup for fishing yellowtail at the Coronado Islands? Also, do you have a favorite brand and size of jig? And also line, and where do you fall on the braid versus mono? All things surface iron from John Rancho San Diego.
Wow, that's a great question.
What do you think, Cameron? I am a 20A. It's
Trinidad 20A?
Trinidad 20A. 20A. When I started on the San Diego, I was still Newell's, and the Shimano guys swapped me out, and that's my reel.
It's pretty awesome reel.
My favorite is the 90J, but the new 100 mag is I'm a fan as well.
Calstar
100, that 100 mag is impressive.
That's a new rod from Calstar.
Newish.
But not new. But I have a question on the 90. Now there's like multiple generations of 90J. Now you're still just the original OG all e-glass 90J. Do you like the little graphite? Do you like the graphiter?
I'm the old one. Mine's got to be 15 years old.
Yeah. Old school,
it's missing
all
half the cork tape.
Beautiful.
I'm sure there's a guide or two loose, but it's old faithful.
Yeah.
I brought it yesterday.
And I'm with you, too. That 100 mag is probably my favorite. I'm intrigued, you know, that they came out with a brand new rod at the show this year, that 95. And they have two. They have an all fiberglass 95, and they have a GD
95
series.
95J?
And you know, it's kind of a blend of old and new. You know, they've got the old, you know, glass version that's on its own mandrel, but wrapped with Fuji guide. So that'll be really cool. That's the rod I'm like the most excited about. Since it has come out, there hasn't been a local surface iron yellowtail to cast it out. So, you know, admittedly haven't pulled on a fish, but in terms of pulling out in the shop, that thing's absolute money. Like that will be an extremely successful rod for those guys. 9.5 feet. Perfect 30-40 pound local surface iron rod.
Nice. What do you think?
Yeah,
Reggie?
For me, I'm a super seeker skinny butt Alua guy.
Ooh, that's a great rod.
10 foot. I mean, that thing just is awesome. It casts really well. As for a reel, the standard is the Shimano. You know, the 28, the Trinidad 28. That's the gold standard. But I'm gonna be honest. I'm a Daiwa guy. So I do the Saltiga Star Drag, the 35.
Okay.
And line, I'm a Sunline guy, believe it or not. A lot of people don't fish it in saltwater.
Mono.
Mono.
Straight mono.
Straight mono.
Okay.
And I fish 50-pound sunline.
Okay.
It's more equivalent to like a 40-pound Iser.
It's a skinnier 50. It's a,
yeah, exactly. So okay. That's what I like to throw there. And then my favorite jig, by far, the JRI number 4. And if I need to, you know, size it down a little bit, the Stinger.
Okay.
I mean, it's hard to beat those jigs right off the shelf. You don't have to sit there and figure out if it's going to swim. The quality of those jigs is just amazing.
Having a good lure that you can just pick off the shelf and know it's going to swim sure makes a big difference.
Yeah, it takes a lot of the heartache and pain away, you know. Yeah. So, yeah.
Are you a mono guy on your surf iron?
I am.
Real?
I've tried
40 pound?
Spectra. 40 pound.
40 pound. You have a favorite mono?
A Mamoy.
Mamoy.
Ooh.
Okay.
I'm fancy.
Yeah.
But yeah. Iserline is the stock is for me.
You triple X guy or just straight Iserline?
No, just the blue.
Just straight blue.
The rope.
Yeah. The rope.
I would say that I'm certainly the same Trinidad 20 and 40-pound triple X and 100 mag and all those things. The one little caveat is we did, before Neil and I both had two boys, we used to fish a ton of yellowtail in the springtime in La Jolla, and a high percentage of the time that fish that you hook, it's right on the kelp line, like right on the kelp line. And that's the only time my quiver changes drastically. And I like a Tranx 500, and I like it full of 80-pound Max Quattro. And, I mean, I fish like a 3-foot piece of 50-pound fluorocarbon to the end of that. And that Tranx is so incredibly user-friendly when you're in a scenario where you need to cast Spectra.
Absolutely.
Mono cast better than Spectra does, period. There's no doubt about it. But there are scenarios where having a rig that cuts through the kelp makes a big difference, and that is it. Like, that reel is such a game changer when you're casting Spectra.
Yeah.
And if that scenario exists, that's the one.
Yeah. And that Tranx 500, if you have buck fever, right, makes it a little, you have to think about one less thing, and that's just all you have to do is wind the line.
Or if you're just, if you're someone who is getting into it, it is super user friendly.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to fish braid either. You can fish mono on it, but
sure.
There's a very easy to use adjustable braking system. So if you're kind of new to it, you can pile all the brakes on that reel, and anybody who has a, I mean, it's still backlashable, but if you have a sense of thumb goes on, thumb goes off, thumb goes back on, you will not backlash that reel. And then as your skill set starts to improve, you just start backing those brakes off, and then your distance will increase as the, you know, as the spool frees up. But if you're somebody that's newer to it or you're introducing somebody to it, Tranx, it can't be beat.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I have a great text from Ted in San Diego. He says, hello, gents. Fun morning. I always hear about surface iron and yo-yo yellowtail. What about flat fall and speed jigging? Any results? Does it work?
Yeah, there's guys. We've seen it where those small little flat falls catch them.
Yeah?
Like
you're talking like 100 grams?
Yeah.
Yeah, small.
Yeah, small. And those speed jigging guys, they for sure catch them. Those things catch anything. We're just, for me, I'm so San Diego 6X Junior yo-yo surface iron.
What out, does anything outfish like a 6X Junior or a 6X in your eyes when you're
legendary.
When they're on yo-yo fishing?
It's legendary. I mean, there's the brass and the heavier ones. And
yeah, I was just going to say,
tungsten.
I cheat. I go straight to brass, man.
Yeah.
Like the JRI 66, that brass one, I mean, it's kind of hard to beat that and get down before everyone else can get down. So that's kind of my game plan.
Brandon would probably say
a brass
fish,
monkey.
Brass monkey.
Yeah.
That's a cool lure, too. Like, it's a small profile, but just like Reggie's saying, it's made of brass, which is so dense, so it sinks real fast. So you still got a nice small lure, easy to eat, but it gets down real quick.
But I've seen the guys that have the rhythm with those flat fall jigs, like Dave Pfeiffer from Shimano, man. Guy is deadly on yellowtail with a flat fall. Deadly.
Absolutely.
You have the rhythm. You know how to play it.
Yeah,
those things work very
well. And there
are
so many people that, you know, that speed jigging for bluefin has become such a, you know, such a big deal. There's more and more guys with dialed in gear that are very good at fishing that. Like, I'm sure that there will be times when we see that more and more. It's just, you know, it's going to get put to use. People spent the money on the right rod and reel, and this just gives you another outlet to get to use it. I'm sure it's one of those things that's going to come into its own.
We were rock codding with it yesterday.
We
had speed jigging.
So cool.
It is.
So much fun. Yeah. Like those sardine waivers that we gave away yesterday, those things are deadly on rock cod. Yeah, various sizes.
They have to check them out.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, well, let's jump back into the phones. Talk to Jim. Jim's calling us from National City this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Is this the Jim from
National
City?
Only one Jim.
There's only
National
one Jim.
City.
I know this Jim.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody knows Jim, right?
Good What's
morning,
up, Jim?
Yeah, I didn't know if morning, guys. I didn't know if Cameron remembered me.
Come on, Jim.
I just encountered Cameron on the American Angler. He was working down there. Taro, Cameron. Ray Lopez was an owner then. He was a worker. But anyway, Cameron, and then I met you when you were the second ticket on the San Diego. But I wanted to mention a couple of things, Pete. First, before I get to the Mission Bell, which has always been my best-kept secret because of all the play, the San Diego and now the Liberty, you know, Steve Peterson. And what a great handoff that is, Steve Peterson to Cameron. I mean, that's just smooth as can be.
For sure.
Because both are just excellent fishermen. But, you know, Steve's mom had some medical issues the last couple of years, and it took Steve's main focus, I think, away from the boat. I don't know. I could be way off base. But anyway.
That wouldn't be uncommon there, John. We're used to that. That's okay.
Yeah.
But needless to say, we're super stoked about Cameron being on the boat. And when are you going to ride the Mission Bell, Jim?
I was looking at Wednesday of this coming week. It's close now. I think those fish are kind of staging up, getting ready to go off, you know. So, yeah, within the next 5-6 days, I'll be out on the bell. But what I wanted to say, Pete, was yesterday you mentioned that Japanese mayonnaise. And, you know, Jeff Roberto turned me on to that
the Japanese
mayo, a year or
yeah.
so ago, that man, Japanese, in his market there, which is in National City, you know, the home of Jim. But anyway, yeah, you get a chance.
What's
got
the name
that
of
great
that
little
again?
Market there. And that Japanese
P-E-K-E-W-P-I-E or something.
Yeah.
Jensen.
They sell that Target. I mean,
oh, that Jensen's has it?
Yeah.
Point Loma? Yeah. Target has
Target
it?
It as
yeah.
Well, yeah.
Speaking of Jeff from Sushi on a Roll, I got a side text confirming that he will be at Apps on Taps, and he said, you just stand by. Got something very, very special for you.
All right.
Yeah,
that's going to be awesome.
Jeff always just
spend a lot of time there.
Throws down. And
oh,
yeah,
he does.
I can't
he
wait.
Goes all out for yep. Apps and Taps, and as a lot of people do. It's a really good event for sure. Hey, Jim, nice
Jim.
To hear from you.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for the call, and enjoy your trip on the Mission Bell.
All right. Hey, with that, had a fun text. It says, good morning, guys. Is the Mission Bell going to be going to the Cornwall Islands? Starting out of the gate, and if and when the bluefin happens, when do you foresee that? Is it usually later in the year? Do you do it first sign? My bigger part of the question is, could you go over what fish care is like on the Mission Bell? I know Cameron's been on Vagabond and Angler, two people that really pride themselves on fish care, and he was wondering if you could go over what the fish care is like on the Bell.
Yeah, we're going to just roll it over. You know, that was kind of the cool part yesterday with Steve running the boat. I just kind of watched, you know, I watched their whole system, and it's, you know, I don't want to, you know, start flipping tables over. And this is, you know, I just kind of watched, and we're going to roll it right over. The fish hold's super convenient. The hatch is above deck, so it's easy to put fish in without worrying about guys falling. We came down to temp in less than an hour from firing the system up.
Wow.
You know, I've kind of poking some of the reds, and they're just beautiful and cold. Mm. So it's, you know, it's bleed everything. Spike, we're going to gill and gut, you know, the tuna to our best ability, you know, his speed, and they're coming on, and
sure.
size and all of that.
Now, do you guys fillet on the boat on the
way
home?
We do. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So that's pretty nice.
Yeah, I slickered up yesterday.
Yeah, you did, huh? You were
playing.
Wow. Who was driving the boat?
The captain, Steve.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's...
I loved Reggie's story of, like, he said, I think it was your sister came out, and you had a bag of red fillets and got to enjoy them that night. I mean, that's the beauty of full-day fishing.
It was that was it. You know, we left, and it was... We had fishing, and everybody walked off, and, you know, Knuckles is we're walking off, and they got a bag of rockfish to take home and have dinner or tacos or whatever it is. And
yeah.
But, yeah, fish care is, you know, every fish is treated like it's your grandma.
Hey, for the first time all morning, there is a line open. It's been a busy morning. You want to get through, Jeff, standing by at 833-288-0973. You have a chance to talk to Cameron and win that trip on the Mission Bell. And got a text from Dart. Hey, Dart. Captain Bob Fletcher.
Hey, oh, man.
And he says, only one word is needed on lure selection, and that is confidence. Right about the 10-4 on that, Dart.
Yeah, good call, Dart.
Yeah, all right.
No doubt.
Nice to hear from Dart.
Hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's going on the water. We've got our fishdope.com report by the Angler's Realtor. Yousef Husseini is on the line right now. Today, that catch report sponsored by the guys, the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make those reservations today. What's up, Yousef?
Just lost him.
Oh, we just lost him. We'll get him back.
I got him back. Yeah, no doubt about that. And,
thanks to Jeff for
standing by. Back.
Oh, there he is.
There he is. What's up, Yousef?
Good morning, Yousef.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
We're stoked that we're finally out of the wind and the rain and a little bit of sunshine and some biting fish, and we're just anxious to hear what's going on in the water.
It's been crazy weather. You know, they keep saying that we're not going to have any rain, and it's rained every day last week.
Yeah.
So yesterday was definitely an omen with the sun, and today as well. So hopefully these fish snap and really start biting, but we've got some decent fishing happening up on St. Nick and in the Channel Islands. The rock fishing has just been ridiculous. Lots of lingcod, good-sized rockfish, lots of cowcod, too. So, guys, if you are going to be fishing out there, make sure you have your descending device. Everybody should have one if you're fishing rockfish either way.
But it's actually the law now.
Yeah, exactly. So make sure you're sending those cowcods back. Catalina, the sea bass, really picked up. You know, some of the charters have been reporting good fishing on the backside as well as the halibut. Still have those bonita that haven't gone away on the front side, but fishing is picking up. San Clemente, the yellowtail popped in 58 degree water. The front side, there's been some good reports of some good sized yellowtail. Santa Monica Bay continues with a good scope and bite on the pipe in 3 to 200 feet of water. Red plastics are the ticket. Sand bass in the evening has also been very good over there. Palo Verde to Long Beach, same deal. Top spots include Angel's Gate up to PV, and there have been some decent halibut catches in 20 to 75 feet of water. Lighter line has been the ticket over there. As well as Dana Point and Box Canyon area is kicking out some good rockfish in 200 to 250 feet. Normal deal, squid strips and sardines. If you can get live bait, even better. The upper nine, good rock fishing, 400 to 700 feet of water. San Diego Bay is still kicking out some really good halibut over in Pepper Park and America's Cup Harbor. It's like 1 to 5 for legals. But from what I've heard, the bite is really good.
And what a consistent thing that's been, huh?
It's been like 4 weeks
now. Yeah, it's pretty cool to see.
It consistently almost every day,
yeah,
especially in the bay, you know. And when you go out and have a day of like 10 fish, when you catch 10 halibut in a day, even if half of them are short, that's a good day. You know, that's fun fishing.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Down below on the pipe is still good sand bass fishing, same deal. Right off the pipe there. Last night, Polaris Supreme, I think you guys were talking about it earlier, but had some bluefin down below. I think probably 120 to 140 is my guess, as far as how far away they were. Southwest Colonet, 1040 finger, the catcher's mitt. There is some bluefin down there as well. Nothing super thick, but they are getting them. And Coronado Islands is still dirty water, very slow. There's fish there. They don't want to bite. Normal deal for this time of year. And then down below that, the Bonda Bank still going. There's Bongaros, catching yellowtail on surface iron. They're pretty good sized fish. They're few and far between, but when they do pop up, they are biting. And that's all I got for you guys.
All right. Fishdope.com is your source. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. $30 off using the code HOOKUPNOW. And Yosef, what's going on in the real estate world?
It's going, guys. We have the lowest interest rates in the past 2.5 years. So people are starting to bite again and wanting to get their pre-approvals so they can beat the rush. But I think we're going to see a pretty good rush of all this inventory we have leaving the market here within the next 2 to 3 weeks, and we're really going to see a stir up in the real estate market.
Yeah,
especially with rates going down.
Yeah, with all the volatility in the stock market and stuff like that, what a great place to stack your money in the real estate game, right?
100%. Yeah, if you're worried about the stock market, call me. Let's do something. Let's move your money into real estate, because that's what's going to go up right now. These tariffs are going to affect pretty much everything except for the mortgage market. It's going to make the mortgage market much better, which in turn is going to drive the stock market or drive the real estate market up and up. So
yeah,
play the other side of the cards.
How do we get a hold of you if you want the real estate guy that fishes?
You can get me on my cell phone at 619-277-2169. You can get me on my website at sportsmansrealty.com. You can also get me on social media at Cal Realty. If you'd like a free home evaluation, you can hop on to my home evaluation website, which is socalhomeeval.com, and you get a free home evaluation. We just send it to you automatically. We don't bother you. Maybe we'll follow up with an email or something, but nothing more than that.
Awesome. Great job, as always, Yosef. Sure, appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time, keeping us up to date, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Take care, guys. Have a great week.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. I want to remind you, you can save $30 off of a new membership to fishdope.com by using that code HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space. And I want to remind you, that report's sponsored by our great friends at Norisk. Hey, power your boat with Norisk Lithium. It's the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norisk delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Norisk batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. Upgrade your marine power today. Set up your system at NoriskLithium.com or go see the trolling motor doctor. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more of your texts, and a lot more with Cameron and Reggie. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Boys on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Captain Ray Lopez, owner-operator of the American Angler. I spent more than half my life aboard the American Angler along with my partners Brian and Lori, developing a team that's as good as it gets. I've been fortunate to spend time on the ocean with so many fine people that I look forward to fishing with. We can't thank you enough for being part of the American Angler family, and if you haven't joined us, we love the opportunity to meet you. Text or call Lori at 619-223-5414. Or check AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, AdventureAndCamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot, and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoyed camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out AdventureAndCamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special price. AdventureInCamping.com.
Everything about Katmai Lodge is first rate, and it should be on the bucket list of everyone who enjoys fishing. This is Brandon Bono. My visit to Katmai Lodge is an experience I will never forget. Constructed on the banks of the Alagnac River in Katmai National Park, the lodge is a fishing dream come true. The experience is incomparable. Whether bait casting, spin, or fly fishing, you'll find king, sockeye, chum, coho, and pink salmon, plus trout, grayling, char, and Dolly Varden. Their guides are amazing. Days are exciting and fun with hot lunches and snacks served on the river. The brown bears, bald eagles, beaver, otters, and other wildlife you see is amazing. The lodge staff is great. There's complimentary wine, beer, and appetizers before a fantastic dinner every evening. Take it from me, a trip to Katmai Lodge should be on your list. For information, visit katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. Once again, that's Katmai Lodge, KATMAI.com.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and the Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way. Whether it's taking something down to the launch ramp or going out in the desert, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers to check out the new Ford Bronco or Bronco Sport today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Whether you're fly fishing, bottom fishing, net fishing, or just sitting on the water thinking about fishing, remember, a good day in the water starts with everyone wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking Mission Bell, talking the Mission Bell Mafia, having a great time and a lot of fun. And well, there's still time to join us if you want to be part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Phone lines have been very, very busy, but there's still an opportunity for you to get through. It's 833-288-0973.
All right, yeah, and Jeff is standing by. You have a chance to win a trip on the Mission Bell. I have a great text here, and it's not really related to the Mission Bell, but it's important because it's taking kids fishing, which I know you guys can relate to for sure, from Quentin in Fontana. He says, good morning. My son and I are booked for a trip on a half-day AM trip on Saturday, fishing rockfish and other bottom fish. My question is, what size hooks and tackle jigs would you recommend for the different type of rockfish we might encounter on a half-day trip?
I think right now you just check with the landing. You said they're going in the morning.
Yeah.
The kind of the theme, at least I know at Fisherman's, and I believe the same at Seaforth, and so I wouldn't be surprised if it's the same at Point Loma as well, has been deep water cod fishing in the mornings. And then potentially shallower in the afternoon. So if you're going in the morning, I would say maybe sinker up a little bit and have some, you know, something between like 10 and 16 ounces and get
depends on the current.
Yeah,
the tide.
And hook size, just that's the where you can still just go inexpensive and just get yourself a nice little bag of number 2-0s, you know, whether it be a Gamakatsu live bait hook or something else, but just a small inexpensive bag of some 2-0 J hooks for sardines or strips of squid and maybe some number 2s so you got a little smaller hook for an anchovy. But a little heavier on the sinker side in the morning and then a little bit lighter in the afternoon, maybe 4 to 6 ounces in the afternoon. And 10 to 16 in the mornings. At least I know that's what the Dolphin's been doing. So
yeah, and fishing's, you know, Spectra type lines like Power Pro really are effective. When it fill your reels with like Power Pro, especially the Max Quattro, which is super thin, that's a huge advantage, right, Cameron?
Huge, yeah.
Rather than fishing like straight mono and stuff.
Yeah,
not only for the feeling of the bite at a deep in the deep water cod, but also getting down there fast.
Yeah, that would. You know, that deep water, no restriction thing, those guys are having great.
That's crazy.
Great fishing. So that Spectra makes a huge difference slicing through the water.
Yeah.
And it adds fun. You know, you really start to feel the rattle and the bites and them pulling.
Yeah. And that's the cool thing about taking kids fishing. What's better than rockfish, right? Because you know you're going to catch fish.
Yeah, it's
fine. Yeah.
And you're going to have something killer to eat when you get home,
absolutely,
too. Like, you know, get to go home, show mom your fish fillets. Like, it's, yeah, the whole thing about it.
And
cool.
With the advent of Power Pro and Spectra type lines and the lighter tackle, it's fun. It's
super fun.
It's sport fishing.
It is.
It's not just like laying the rod on the rail and cranking it up with like the old days. It's
10 hooks and a cod plate and a bicycle handle. Although don't get me wrong, like we don't need to trash that either. I'll get down on some of that.
Yeah, there's a time for that.
Yeah, you can float a sinker. There's nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah.
Hey, I had another fun text from John in Mira Mesa. It said, Cameron, can you put your other hat on real quick? I'm dying to know how lobster season was. And if any of your spots were negatively affected from the sand replenishment on our local beaches. From storm washout, et cetera. Can't wait to come fishing with you on the Bell. Really excited about the season to come.
We had a good year. You know, lobster fishing was, it was consistent. You know, the fishery management, the last couple of years, you know, we've had trap limits and different things like that, and you're losing a permit or two every year from the bad guys, so the fishery's shrinking. We had a good year. You know, price was tough, and you know, our overseas market and, you know, tariffs are going to play a factor into it in the next few years. And But overall, fishing was good. We don't deal so much in Point Loma with that sand replenishment as far as those North County and Oceanside and all of that. And it does. It affects them. You know, it's us interfering with Mother Nature.
Right.
You know, there's spots where, you know, some years I fish in deep water where I see the big hard edge and know where to put it.
What's deep water for lobster fishing?
I fished about 200 foot is about the deepest I go. A lot of 150.
That's deep. For
yeah, I wouldn't have thought that. I didn't know that. That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, there's been years where 40 fathoms is.
Wow.
This year was cool. It seemed like it was in our world, you know, in the tide pools there was good fishing. But you know, the ocean changes. You know, you have a wreck and one year it's pristine and you look on the meter, it's like, oh, my trap needs to go right there. Yeah. You know, and then you go back the next year, and it's kind of soft and sanded in a little bit and changes. But lobster fishing was good this year.
That's cool.
That's good.
I like it.
Cool. Let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
We're going to talk to Chuck. He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Oh, no problem, man. Great show. I listened from first minute to the last minute, man.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You know, we've been on that boat a few years back, and we always reminisce how fun it was when you fish on a boat that's made for fishing, where the rails like level all the way up to the cab. So when you got a yellowtail that's trying to saw you off under the boat, you have a better chance when you're lower to the water, I believe. But how fun is that rock cod fishing with like a rip roller, glider line like you guys just covered? You guys just said everything I was doing. But good boat, recommend it. Let's go, buddy.
Well said.
Thanks.
What's the lowest
that.
Number?
Yeah, how do you book a trip?
Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Yeah. PointLomaSportFishing.com. Book online.
Book online.
Or just call them.
Yeah.
Ask for Robert. He'll book you.
Yeah. Open party starts Friday.
Open party starts Friday.
Yeah.
So you're going to run.
Yeah.
You'll run Friday, Saturday, maybe Sunday to the docks.
Yeah. We ran yesterday, and I just knew that after the first trip with my OCD, I'm going to want to fix and change a few things. So it gives me a couple days to kind of tinker and put a latch here and finishing touches.
Not only that, too, by Friday, the water could be totally different at the islands.
Absolutely.
Will be.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah,
for sure.
Especially because of the weather we're having this week.
So. Yeah, I mean, look outside.
I know.
Yeah.
But we could book that trip right now. Call Point Loma Sport Fishing. Jump on the bell for Friday's trip.
Let's go.
Love it.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate the call this morning very much. One spot left on Katmai Lodge in Alaska this summer, July 16th through 23. Ricky's going on one, too. Ricky and Dallas, right?
Yeah.
You're both going two times in Alaska.
Recreating our engagement trip.
Yeah, there you go. And one spot left. If you want to go to probably one of the ultimate places in the world
to fish,
whether you're a fresh or saltwater fisherman, doesn't matter. Katmai Lodge is a bucket list destination. I've been there, fortunate enough to be there several times, and I can't wait to go back. You've been there. It's pretty epic. So,
scenery, the wildlife, the fishing, the remoteness of it, and like how comfortable that lodge is for being. You want to talk about being in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah.
Dude, that is it. I mean, you are flying over tundra for a long time. There's not a road. There's not a road within, you know, hundreds of miles of that place. It's really cool.
But they do have their own 1 mile long gravel runway.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
But I mean, but then when you're there, I mean, it's Starlink and killer food and nice linens and shower. I mean, like, it's great. That's the thing that blows me away about that trip is, like, the level of comfort that you have at that lodge. And then you think about where it's at and what it takes to do that. Like, everything has to be flown in. Every square of toilet paper, every killer steak, everything is like a... is work on their end to make it happen, and it is so seamless. It's rad. It's a really cool place, and I can't wait to go fishing with whoever the lucky other person that snags that last spot. It's a blast. I can't wait.
I remember, I mean, there's so many great memories from Katmai Lodge, but one of the funnest ones was we're sitting in the lodge after fishing, having appetizers and cocktails, which they provide every evening, and all of a sudden we look out at the front, and there's a brown bear looking in the window. It's like, oh, he wants an appetizer, right?
Ours was, well, question. We were on the anchor in the river fishing chum salmon, and it was really good. It was really good fishing, and Dal and I had caught a bunch, and we watched this bear, like, he had his, like, fishing spot, and it was, like, this little eddy in the river, and there was, like, a bank that was maybe 6 feet tall, and this bear would go up to the top of that bank, and it would, like, Superman jump out, both paws out, land in the water, big splash, grab a salmon every time. He would put it in his mouth, like walk up the bank, and we'd watch him eat just the guts out of it. Never ate anything else, just the guts, then go right back up to his perch and do it again. We watched him do it six times in a row, right in front of us. Dude, it was the coolest thing. Yeah. Like, that was his spot. Like, he knew, and it was the fishing for him was so good, they didn't even bother. We were asking the guy, like, oh, and it's that good, they didn't even bother eating the flesh. Like, the guts is all they want because they know that that's like the ice cream, and like, oh, no reason to eat the vegetables. Like, in 2 seconds, he could just get another bowl of ice cream. And we watched him do it time and time again. It was, and like, the guide was unfazed. Like, oh, that happens all the time. That's where he fishes. It's such a magical place.
Yeah, it is for sure. It's National Geographic.
Yeah, stuff, totally.
Stuff you see on TV. So, Katmai Lodge, Katmai, KATMAI.com. Call Charmelle in the office and she will set you up. I have a great text here. Let me bring it up here. And it's, JD in Costa Mesa says, happy Sunday, gents. Cam brings nice energy. And Reggie, too. Captain's choice, dropper loop or reverse dropper loop? Good question.
Ooh.
Dropper loop.
Dropper loop. So explain the difference.
What about you, Reggie?
I'm going to be honest. I don't fish dropper loops.
You're just jig
You're
guy.
You're a jig man.
I'm a jig guy. But,
I give you treble hook or nothing.
Yeah, but, you know, for people that come on my trips that want to fish that, I just have to do the standard dropper loop. Mm-hmm.
And what is the difference between a dropper and a reverse dropper?
Sinker on the top or sinker on the bottom.
Got it.
We had a couple.
So a reverse would be sinker on above the top.
Hook. Yeah.
Above the hook.
We had a couple people drop shotting yesterday.
Okay.
For ground fish. And it was stealthy. We were getting bites on reds.
Okay. Like the brawler rig?
The brawler rig, yeah.
Yeah.
That was my first time tying that up yesterday. I did it for a few people, yeah, and that's
it, it worked. Something.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Cool.
All right. Hey, had a fun text question come through. Said, hey, I love listening every weekend, and I'm curious on Cameron's opinion on this. You fished on long range, mid range, and now short range, and I just saw the Constitution is now advertising Wi-Fi on all their trips. Do you think that other shorter range boats are going to follow, and when will there be Wi-Fi on a full day?
That's a good question, right?
You know, it's hard with the plans and the usage and... You know, how much more do you charge for it? Do you not charge?
Right.
Yesterday for 12 hours, we were in our own world.
Yeah, right.
We were with Mother Nature.
And you're only gone for 12 hours.
That's
so it.
And if there's an emergency or something like that, you know, we can help out, facilitate anything somebody needs with the phone or stuff like that. So we're going to hold off on advertising Wi-Fi on full day fishing. We're going to keep it because we saw it in long range when we started with Wi-Fi. You know, the galleys went from full camaraderie and cribbage and everybody having a good time to everybody looking down
their
at their phone.
Yeah,
which
and
I
not
get,
getting away from their
we
their
all
world.
Have to work and emails and stuff like that. But for now, we're just
I like that.
Yeah,
and for a day you can do it. Right, Reggie?
Yes.
For a day, you can just get away. Yeah. But I will say this: we're taking a group to Christmas Island in June, and they now have Starlink at the island. And you're there for 7 days, right? I mean, there's one flight in, one flight out, 7 days.
Seven days.
One flight a week.
One flight
like
a
if
week.
You miss, if you miss Tuesday's flight, you're not getting home until next day.
And they charge $20 for the entire stay. For the Wi-Fi awesome. Per person.
Take my money.
You know,
I'll pay it twice.
Absolutely, yeah. So the idea that if people offer that on the long-range boats or something like that as an option, you know, on a day-and-a-half boat or a two-day boat and they charge for it, I don't see any problem with that. I think they should.
Everything's got its pluses and minuses. I mean, the long-range is a big part of it. Like, when Wi-Fi became available... There was a big segment of people who could not go on a long trip because they couldn't be away from work that long. It doesn't mean you have to be on your phone the whole time, but you have to be able to put out a fire, check a quick email, handle something, and it allowed people to go that couldn't go.
Right.
With the flip side, I think Cameron couldn't have said it best. Like, it's a full day trip. You can fire those
away.
Emails off in the morning. You're going to be back that afternoon. Let's just go fishing and catch some yellows and have a good time at it.
Let's jump back in the phones.
You
got
it, man. How about this time we talk to Hills, who's calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Great show. Thank you very much. I wanted to ask you surface iron success stories. because I've had limited success. If you could describe how fast to wind it, because I, you know, I have a 90J. I'm fishing a old school Newell with 40-pound mono, and I have caught some fish, but I heard on Let's Talk Hook Up recently that sometimes it's better even to let it sink a little bit and wind slow. And so for you guys, what do you how do you know how fast to wind?
That's a loaded,
yeah,
that's
right?
A loaded good question, man, for sure.
Make sure your jig's not jumping out of the water to start or spin in circles. And there's guys that, you know, I would say I'm slower and steady. And there's guys that power wind fast, and they have jigs that stay in the water and wind fast. Just steady. You watch your lure as it's coming in. If it's spinning or it's hopping out of the water, slow it down. It was a big transition going from a Newell
totally
to a Trinidad. It was, you know, we had to slow it down. And you just, you know, if your jig looks like it's swimming and kicking a little bit, you're doing good.
You should be able to feel your rod tip. Dun, 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 dun. You should be able to feel a little bit of bounce in the end of your rod tip. That was always a buzz. That was always a buzz thing. You know, he said your rod tip will tell you if your jig is swimming right. And sometimes it takes you turning the handle a little faster or a little slower to be able to feel that. But I'm the opposite. I like to a fault. I turn the handle too fast. And I fish a Trinidad, a 6.2-to-1 gear ratio reel, and I like turning the handle fast. But I also know that means I've got to find lures that stay in the water a little better. And that's why I like Brandon and Brawler's two fish jigs so much, is they stay in the water even when you wind inappropriately fast like I do. So I just know that, you know, I need to be fishing a 7X light or a JJ, something like that that's going to stay in the water good when I'm turning the handle, probably faster than I should be.
Reggie, how do you keep the jig moving the right way?
Yeah, I'm like Rick here. I'm like Rick here, where faster is better. If I want to slow it down, that means I want to catch some barracuda or calico bass.
Totally.
But I'm targeting yellowtail, so yellowtail like it fast. So I
and if you're not getting bit, change the pace, right?
Change the pace, yeah. It's just like listening to a song. Get your favorite song tuned in the back of your head and just get to that groove. Bam, bam, bam,
okay.
Bam.
I like it.
You and know, that works, you know?
And when you do get a bite, like keep in mind what you did to make that happen.
Exactly.
If you let that thing sink out a little bit, if you didn't, how fast you're turning the handle, like pay attention to those little things that...
It adds up.
It all makes a difference.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. Hey, talk about Day at the Docks a week from today. And, of course, Captain Rollo, Kids at Sea, Friends of Rollo is going to be there with their giant used tackle sale. It's a big one. They collect all year long, and this is when they blow it all out. And they make deals. It's going to be such a good deal.
There's a 1,000 reels that you can buy there. And as an extra little bonus, you know who's going to be volunteering at the Rollo booth during Day of the Docks? Eric Sheets. You know,
Eric,
one of the masters of reels. So you might be able to pick out you might even be able to have Eric kind of give you a hand picking out a reel from the tackle booth.
That's pretty cool. And, yeah,
one of a longtime American Angler regular passed away, Mr. Clark. Rod wrapper, beautiful gear, a million rods, all Shimano, Trinidads, and Talicas. The family donated
all of it to
the
Rollo.
Entire lot.
Wow.
So that'll be up for grabs next Sunday at Day of the Docks.
And it is pristine.
That's
and
so
it's
cool.
Also the $10 Rollo giveaway with the Batson Custom Rod giveaway. That's all going to happen next Sunday
right.
For Rollo. It's a big day. It's a big day for Rollo.
Hey, as you can hear, we've had a great show. And when we come back, there's more. We're going to find out who's going fishing on board the Mission Bell. We're giving away a full-day trip. Thanks to Cameron. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 FM. When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference. And that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all the brands right there at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Stabiscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Techno Stabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they'll be there for you when your binoculars need service. Go see Anthony and the Baker Marine crew at Day at the Docks, Sunday, April 13th,
or stop by their store on a Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so go get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com. Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels or big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Searcher Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now, you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Day at the Docks is back, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have our largest booth ever. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Both in the shop and out in the parking lot, we will feature a huge inventory of rods, reels, lures, clothing, and more, all on sale. The fishing season is here, so take advantage of our inventory and sale prices while you can. Day at the Docks and Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Take advantage of our great deals Sunday, April 13th. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it's time to find out who's going fishing on board the Mission Bell, and Jack is going to do us the honors. Jack Cribbin's in
Jack
here.
Jack and Paris have joined us, yep. The Cribbin family.
Let's do it, buddy. Hey, oh, we have a texter today. Right, congratulations,
job,
Manny in San Diego. You are going fishing on board the Mission Bell on a full-day trip. Thanks to Jack for flipping that coin. Nice job, buddy.
All right. Hey, Cameron, if somebody wants to go fishing on the Mission Bell, how do we do it?
Book to the landing, Point Loma Sport Fishing, and Friday the 11th. This Friday.
Yes.
You're
going to
be
start.
Going again.
Season starts.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And then pretty much every day
every
after
day.
That. And yeah. Reggie, thanks for joining us.
That was so fun,
Mission
Reggie.
Bell Mafia, when's your next trip?
We're going to schedule one for May, but for more information, check out Mission Bell Mafia on Instagram and also Facebook.
All right. Well, thanks you. Thank you all out there. Thanks to Adam for doing everything on the app, and thanks to Jeff for everything at the Fan. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Doug Kern, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, will be here talking tackle and Day at the Docks and more. And then next Sunday at the Day at the Docks special with Mr. Steve Carson himself.
Oh, cool.
The Walking Encyclopedia. And we'll have a lot of other special guests, too. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on 97.3 The Fan, YouTube, Facebook Live, and the Let's Talk will come back.